Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and The Rib Shack.
You having any of it?
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
I did feel different.
And the WBO.
You're going to have to fight me first.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I blinked and I cleared my brain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and it is true. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And guess what? Looks like it's a good weekend in the world of boxing. We've got HBO Boxing After Dark this Saturday night. That's right. Saul Alvarez, the unbeaten Mexican. How good is this guy? They call him Canelo. They say he's sweet. He sort of looks like a freckle-faced Mexican version of Dennis the Menace. But the bottom line is, how really good is he in the ring? Well, I'll hear from my experts a little bit later in tonight's show, as John Signorella, one of my featured writers, will be our special guest at 40 minutes past the hour. We'll also talk with Slammin' Sammy Perez. Of course, we'll do MMA with him. We got a big Strike Force card going on this Saturday night. And of course, I'll be at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's on East 4th. Take that back. It's on Hesperian Boulevard. This is a couple of blocks off of East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. Ricky's.com, or you can give him a call, 510-317-0200. Now, Ricky will show the HBO fight with Saul Alvarez and the Strikeforce card, which we'll talk about with Slammin' Sammy Perez. But first up tonight on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to take things sort of back to San Francisco. You know, the city by the gay. We're going to talk with Kareem Mayfield, the unbeaten welterweight, 13-0-1, 8 knockouts out of the Western Division. Of course, tomorrow night, he's in the main event against ex-champion Steve Forrest on ESPN2. Our toll-free phone lines all across America, and I say toll-free, it means it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
If you got the power, then you all know what you gotta do. You can't lay dead to catch it, group. Wow! You got the
power. Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol's CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com. When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and I... Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, was there last night. San Mateo County Fair showtime was 7:30. They air tonight at 7:30 as well. And yes, Pedro will be backstage with the band afterwards. Had a great time last night talking, of course, with most of the band members, but especially Emilio Castillo. Of course, he is the expert when it comes to boxing and MMA. And, of course, he is the band leader. And, of course, Doc Kupka. Who can forget the funky doctor himself, the man with the baritone sax? Had a great time. The entire band was on hand. Larry Bragg was flirting with people that I didn't like and things like that. But that's Larry, you know. Larry's a flirt. So I'm gonna say. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. So if you would like to see Tower of Power, they will be tonight at the San Mateo County Fair. The first song goes off at 7:30 p.m. So you got an hour and 15 minutes to get there. Speaking of Towers of Power, my next guest is a Tower of Power from the Western Edition, folks. His name is Kareem Mayfield. He is 13-0-1 with 8 knockouts. And tomorrow night, he takes on ex-champion Steve Forbes on ESPN2. My man, Kareem, how's life treating you?
Oh, man, everything is well. Just left the weigh-ins a few hours ago. Feeling real good. Feeling strong, right on weight, ready to go.
Okay, ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, man, now, you know, I saw something in that film about you sparring with Manny Pacquiao. And it wasn't a one-sided thing where Manny was kicking your butt. I mean, you was landing some good shots on Manny. Were you holding back in order to be the sparring partner, or were you giving it your all? What was going on there?
I definitely wasn't a one-sided thing, but I could say I wasn't holding back because I was trying to get that extra $1,000 for knocking him down. Needless to say, I didn't knock him down, but I got close to it.
Okay. Kareem Mayfield's our guest, folks. 13-0-1, 8 knockouts, of course, taking on Steve Forbes, the ex-champion, at 130 pounds. Now, you're fighting him at 147 tomorrow night, and yet this guy had problems making weight today, huh?
Yeah, that was weird that the guy came in about almost 2 pounds heavy, even though that's his boxing name, 2 pounds, but I wasn't expecting him to come up 2 pounds in weight.
Do you know why he's named 2 pounds?
Yeah, I heard he was born premature, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Kareem Mayfield's our guest, folks. He is the king of the Western Edition, and, of course, he's one of our Ring Talk favorites here in the city by the bay. We appreciate his talents. We appreciate his skill. And, of course, he's part of the Straightforward Boxing Club, of course, founded by Ben Batista, one of the good community leaders here in Northern California, a man that is the current president of the United States Amateur Boxing Federation, or USA Boxing, as we know it and as I speak. Now, Kareem, what does Steve Forbes bring to the dance tomorrow night?
I think Steve Forbes brings his slickness and experience. And, I mean, overall, he has a lot of years and a lot of rounds.
A lot of years and a lot of rounds. Does that mean you're going to be able to exploit an old man? Is that what you're looking to do?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, people are using that as if, you know, that might be the advantage. But I'm thinking it actually might be a disadvantage that he's had too many years and too many rounds.
We're talking with Kareem Mayfield, of course, as I said, kids. 13-0-1, undefeated, one draw. They brought him in a couple of times when they thought he was going to lose. They brought him in against Oscar De La Hoya's boys, and he whooped on them. And they brought him in against...
Yeah,
buddy. What? I said, yeah, buddy. Yeah, but there was like 3 or 4 times there where they put you in fights where they figured, yeah, we're going to get them licked. They're going to get an easy victory here. And they end up going home with their tail between their legs, didn't they?
Yes, sir. Tail tucking.
A tail tucking. So tell me, Steve Forbes going to do some tail tucking tomorrow night?
Yeah, man, that's what I plan on having to do, man. You know, tuck and tail and run, man. He's a good opponent, and he's never been knocked down or knocked out, but, I mean, it's the first time for everything.
So it's a hard hitter from the Western Edition looking to do some body, some heavy, heavy damage tomorrow night or what?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to, man, looking forward, looking good and, you know, giving the fans what they plan to expect out of the hard hitter.
Out of the hard hitter, all right, Kareem Mayfield. Now, Kareem, how much of a part has Ben Bautista been in your life? I mean, did he help you when, I mean, he's helped a lot of kids get off the street, kids who were going in the wrong direction, went in the right direction. To me, Benny's a hero. What is he to you?
Yeah, actually, he's a hero to me also. You know, he not only was he but just a boxing trainer, but he was a mentor, and he was not only a coach, he was definitely a life coach, and he's helped me through a whole lot. And, you know, he just told me, and you know, I didn't have too many elderly men around me, but not that he's that old, but, you know, he definitely steered me the right way, and he was a good example overall.
Okay. Steve Forbes, you tomorrow night in the main event, ESPN2. And is there a lot of pressure in you going to be on national television here or what?
You know what? I think I soak in the limelight. I don't crack under pressure. You know, I fought. It was only an amateur event, but I fought before, you know, about 10,000 people where I was the main event. And, you know, I think I soak up the limelight and I really shine out around that time.
Okay, so how's your family doing?
Everybody's well, you know. We actually have a whole lot of support from the Bay Area. Good looking out Bay Area. Yee-yee. They came down. It's a whole lot of people I've been seeing in the hotel, and it's just a great feeling that, you know, people would actually spend their money to come support me.
So are you in Reno?
I'm actually in Austin, Texas.
Austin. You're in Austin, Texas. That's interesting. Somebody told me the car was in Reno. Austin, Texas, which, of course, is the capital of Texas. It's a big college town down there. Nice place, no question about that. But it's nothing like home, is it?
No, exactly. You know, it's nothing like home, man. Come on, man.
Nothing like home. I mean, there's certain parts of Texas I wouldn't even want to even go be around to be in, but let alone Austin. Austin's a good place. And Austin has some awesome restaurants, which I think you'll be able to check out after you whoop on Steve Forbes tomorrow night. So I want to wish you the very best of luck. I want to tell you like this, you know, my heart and soul has been with you since the amateur days, and I've watched you grow from the crib. And like I watched De La Hoya grow from the crib and Shane Mosley grow from the crib and James Page grow from the crib, just to name three world champions, I'm expecting you to follow them in the same path. In other words, I expect you to be world champion as well. I wish you the best of luck. May God be with you tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your words, and thanks for everything and all your advice that you've given me through the years.
Thanks a lot. Kareem Mayfield, folks, 13-0-1 in the main event tomorrow night, of course, on ESPN2 there in Austin, Texas, out there in Reno, Nevada. I was going to crack that joke about Reno, Nevada. Remember, that's the one that got me in trouble in 1992 on national television when they said to me, Pedro, what do you think about Reno? I go, you mean where men are men and so are most of the women? Ooh, got me in some trouble. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 19 minutes past the hour. Next up, the MMA expert, Slammin' Sammy Perez, talking about the Strikeforce card. And, of course, we'll follow it up with Ricky Ricardo. Not the Ricky Ricardo from Lucy fame, Ricky Ricardo from Ricky Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. Of course, it's a block and a half off East 14th Street on Hesperian Boulevard. Saturday night, first fight will be at 5 o'clock. Check it out. The Strikeforce and HBO getting down this Saturday at Ricky's Sports Leader in San Leandro. Check them out, rickys.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Good
shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get it, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard.
Putting on a show!
Outstanding.
Wow! Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's
got
Maynard.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The dudes have envied me for so long. I am the Superfly of radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Of course, before we talk MMA, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage. When I say Route 66, I mean Route66Moving.com. When you call them up, Nick is the guy that will answer the phone. They have a toll-free phone number, which means it won't cost you a dime to get a free quote, or you can get one online at Route66Moving.com. But it's 877-66-MY-MOVE. And if you don't want to figure that one out, how about this one? 877-666-9668. That's 877-666-9668. These guys move my antique pinball machines. They're worth thousands of dollars, okay? They're priceless. Then there's no money you can put next to them. They're 50 and 60 years old. They moved them with the greatest of care. They used blankets. They used bubble wrap. They had wardrobe boxes for my suits. And, of course, I got three or four tuxes, you know, so I need to keep my stuff sharp. And the bottom line is Nick and the boys at Route66Moving.com, they took care of business. They are online right now at Route66Moving.com for a free quote. Or you can call them again on their toll-free at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE or 1-877-666-9668. Now, for my next guest, most of you MMA fans know him from ringtalk.com. Of course, he's been a great show on this, great guest on this show for many, many months now, almost a year now. His name is Slammin' Sammy Perez. He comes to us from Bethlehem, PA, which is located where again?
Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Pedro.
Okay, good enough. Now, let's talk about last week's UFC 131. Man, Junior Dos Santos put a beating on Shane Carwin.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You know, Shane Carwin, one thing he did prove was he's got a lot of heart and he does have the gas to finish. But I think at the end of that fight, he was probably hoping that, you know, maybe the referee did stop that fight after the first round because his face looked like a bloody mess.
It looked like it was. You know, I had, there are not too many times when I almost want to turn away from the screen, but there were a couple of times there when Dos Santos was landing punches where I said to myself, you know, this fight needs to be stopped. I mean, we don't need to go any further. I mean, it's obvious who's going to win here. It's only a matter of whether Shane Carwin's going to go the route or not. And, of course, Shane Carwin, who had gassed out before against the current UFC heavyweight champion, I'm talking about Brock Lesnar, of course, beating Brock like a girl, almost getting arrested for domestic violence, beating him so bad in that first round and then gassing out in the second round and losing. But, man, I mean, he showed he can go the route. He showed he can go three rounds. But he also showed limitations in his stand-up game, didn't he?
Oh, for sure, for sure. But I think part of that has to do with Junior Dos Santos. This guy is a boxer first and foremost. He's admitted that. He says that's the best part of his game. And if it's up to him, he's more than willing to stand. But he also showed something in that fight that I and a lot of people had questions about, whether or not he'd be able to get up off the ground if he was taken down, and he did do that. So I don't know if he's going to be able to do that to that effect against Cain Velasquez if Cain Velasquez gets on top of him, but we'll find out soon enough.
Okay, let's talk about Cain Velasquez, or Cain Velasquez, according to my Mexican fans who get upset at me. Hey, man, his name's not Cain, man, it's Cain. All right. Anyway, the bottom line is, can he whoop Junior Dos Santos? Well, who wins this fight, Sammy, and why?
Wow, this is a toss-up, Pedro. This is a big toss-up. You know, after I saw Cain's dominance over Brock, I would have said no way, only because of his wrestling. However, what concerns me is he's coming back from a shoulder injury, and while he's, you know, he indicates all systems are go and his recovery, his rehab is going well. You know, when you get time off like that, Pedro, it does something to you. We're talking about a guy who has less than 10 professional fights in his career, so it's not like he has a lot of experience to draw from. So from that standpoint, and the fact that Junior has been active, and Junior continues to excel and expand his game, he's been working on his wrestling. I don't know, Pedro, this could be a pick'em fight.
Pick'em fight. Of course, Cain Velasquez, out of San Jose, California. He's been on the show a couple of times in the past. Very, very, at first he was very guarded. And as I got him into the interview, he started to loosen up a little bit. And then towards the end, tail end of it, we're having a good time talking about him eating at the taco trucks and things like that. Because, you know, we have these famous taco trucks out here in California, which are killing a lot of restaurants. But you'll see taco trucks, you can buy a taco for like a buck or a buck and a quarter. And Cain says every once in a while, he gets the urge to stop by a taco truck and get himself some tacos. So Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, a battle of two Latinos for the UFC heavyweight championship. Are you a little shocked about that, considering the sport's only like, when did it start, 92, 93, 16, 17 years old or whatever?
Yeah, November 1993, it's not even 18 years old yet. No, I'm not shocked because it just shows the advancement of the sport. This thing is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, it is arguably the fastest growing sport in the world. And I think as far as Junior Dos Santos is concerned, I mean, he's Brazilian. They were at the forefront of the sport from the start. So in terms of Cain Velasquez, you know, being the first Mexican champion in mixed martial arts, yeah, that's a big deal. But, no, it just shows the constant growth of this sport worldwide.
All right, and of course, the demographics, though, and unlike boxing, with the demographics, when you go to a UFC event, are mainly like 18 to 45 and white. Does that surprise you at all?
No, but that also has changed over the years, Pedro, and especially in the last like 2 years, I would say. I've gone to events, and I've seen the crossover now. I mean, we're talking about Hispanics, and a lot of that has to do with people like Cain Velasquez and the success of fighters like Miguel Torres. And then we're also talking about African Americans now with Rashad Evans, with John Jones. They have crossed over and started to acknowledge this sport. So that whole premise of, you know, the 18 to 40 Caucasian males is starting to go out the window. It's pretty much across the board now.
Okay, let's talk about the Strike Force card. Of course, Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California, right a couple of blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California, just within walking distance of the BART station. And, of course, Ricky's is on Hesperian Boulevard a couple of blocks off East 14th Street. You can check them out online at rickys.com or give them a call at 510-317-0200. But the bottom line is, tell me about the Strike Force card real quick. What's it about, the heavyweight quarterfinals or something like that?
It is. It's actually the second tier of the heavyweight Grand Prix that Strikeforce started literally 4 months ago. The first tier took place in February. That was the night that Fedor got shot by Antonio Bigfoot Silva. And now this is the second tier of the quarterfinal rounds. Two big fights that are being showcased. One actually features the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, Alistair Overeem, versus Fabricio Werdum. Werdum, if you remember, almost a year ago to the day, was the guy that tapped Fedor last year. And then the other fight features former UFC heavyweight champion Josh Barnett, he of the two-time being suspended for steroids, against Brett Rogers.
You had to throw in that cheap shot, didn't you?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm stating facts, Pedro. I'm not throwing him under the table.
Oh, no, but you know, I've never thrown a cheap shot in my life, so that's why I'm accusing you of that.
Yeah, okay.
Slamming sin.
These two fights are very interesting from the standpoint of, we're talking about two primarily strikers, with Alistair Overeem and Brett Rogers are fighting two primary grapplers in Fabricio Werdum and Josh Barnett. As far as the Barnett-Rogers fight, I'd be really surprised if Rogers won. I mean, we're talking about a guy with literally 10 fights under his belt against a guy who has a wealth of experience in Josh Barnett, especially fighting overseas in Japan. The other fight, Alistair Overeem, who's at the top of his game right now and easily one of the top five heavyweights in the world, it's a rematch of a fight that took place 5 years ago where Alistair Overeem actually lost to Fabricio Werdum. So I'm really curious to see how this fight's going to come off.
Now, he not only is the Strikeforce champion, but he also won the K-1 kickboxing title about 6 months ago, didn't he?
That is correct, Pedro. He's carrying into the cage that night the Strikeforce belt, the K-1 belt, and also the Dream heavyweight belt, and that's the Dream organization out of Japan. So this guy is very decorated, very experienced, and, for those that haven't had a chance to see Alistair Overeem in action, we're talking about an agile, mobile, 6'6", 245-pound man with lethal hands and feet.
I'm ready to make the switch. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Slam and Sammy Perez just gave us his predictions, of course, on the Saturday Night Strike Force card. What time is that going to start?
That starts at 10 o'clock. The main card starts at 10 o'clock on Showtime. So anybody that has Showtime can watch these fights. For those that have HDNet can actually catch the prelim card. So no pay-per-view here. If you have access to Showtime and HDNet, you can watch the fights.
Good enough. I thank you so much for your time, Slam and Sammy.
No problem, Pedro. Take care of yourself.
Now we go to the man that runs the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, folks. And when you run the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, you got to have some juice and some connections. And guess what? Your place has got to have it going on. I'm talking about Ricky's Sports here on Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro, California. Last Saturday night, UFC 131, the joint was rocking. This Saturday night, they'll have a combination event. Both boxing, Saul Alvarez and Ryan Rose in the HBO Boxing After Dark main event. And then, of course, the Strikeforce card that was just brought up by my man, Slammy Sammy Perez, who will bring in Ricky Ricardo. What's up, Big Rick?
Pedro, how about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. How's my Willie Brown sandwich?
It's just fine. Just waiting for you.
Just waiting for me. I appreciate that so much, man. So, now, what time are you going to start this stuff on Friday, on Saturday night?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Then will they be on separate screens?
Oh, yeah, separate areas. Wherever you want to watch them both in all the areas. You can watch everything going on anytime.
Okay. Rick, how long have you been doing this now, the sports bar thing?
We've been doing it, we've been in business since 46. We started the sports bar thing when the big screens first came out. Advent had first big screens come out, and that was in, 70s and stuff, and late 70s and then progressed. So there was nothing called sports bars at that time. So we put it together, big satellite dishes on a roof. We were showing every football game every Sunday, way, way before DirecTV.
And speaking of football, how are the Raiders going to do this year?
Hopefully there'll be a season, and I think they're putting things together. You know, they made a lot of new coach and stuff like that, brought some guys on board, new assistant coaches. So it looks good for them. They just got to get a season put together.
Okay, how much to get in this Saturday night to watch these two cards?
$10 for everything.
$10 for everything. Great deal. I'll see you, Rick.
Okay, Pedro. We're looking for you. Thank you.
Ricky Sports Theater, folks, on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. Check them out on the web at rickys.com or give them a call at 510-317-0200. That's 510-317-0200. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the man, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio earth. I'm not being redundant. I'm just being me. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
I've been fooled for the first and the last time. She used to say the words that sounded so sweet. She soothed me, she knew just what to do. And just about the time that she had me wrapped up.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
More of the sounds of the funky Tower of Power. As I said tonight, San Mateo, California, June 16th. First song will go on 7:30. Then Saturday night, They'll be in Stockton, California, June 18th. Then they go to Petaluma, California, June 22nd. They'll be in Pleasanton, California, June 25th. Where in May of 1984, I won the Menudo Festival over there. It was 85. One of them. 84, 85, anyway. I annihilated some guy from Fort Ord. He was in the Army. Took him to school, cut him up, stopped the fight, second round. I was so out of shape. I showed up at the fight, you guys, having drinking a couple of beers the night before because I didn't think I was fighting that day. And they said, guess what, Pedro? We need a main event. So we need somebody with a name to do this. And I said, man, I don't even have my shoes with me. They go, we'll find some shoes for you. I said, I don't have my trunks with me. So we'll find some trunks for you. So anyway, I got in the ring all unprepared, and thank God this guy was, I looked him like a stand. Thank God he was less than I was, and he released that night. Because the night before I was out partying and drinking beer. So that was one of those boxing stories that I never want to tell again, but was I lucky that day. Anyway, of course, Tower of Power, check out all their stuff at towerofpower.com. And I was with the great Dave Garibaldi last night, who my next guest knows is probably the greatest R&B drummer of all time. Am I right, Johnny Signorella, or what?
Not only the greatest R&B drummer of all time, maybe in fact the greatest drummer of all time, hands down. No one has a style like him, man. Like you always say, often emulated, but never duplicated, man.
Yeah, that's right. And I talked to him last night. I keep telling him, you know, that you're the godfather of drummers and this and that, and every R&B drummer in the world is envious of you and this, and he's so humble. And I saw this kid at a talent show at a talent show, I guess about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it was, I can't think of the name of the competition. Anyway, he was in the first grade, and he played the drums so well that I've got to get a recording of him. He's basically, they tell me he's on YouTube, and he's already got a fan page going on at Facebook.com. Can't think of his name right now. It all slips my mind, but it was I didn't want to go into it. Anyway, the bottom line is...
I love to see that, man. One of my students right now is actually cutting Soul Vaccination almost to the T. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of curves in that song that, you know, even, like, you know, some of the more recognized drummers themselves will have trouble with. But I tell you what, man, for a kid that's about, you know, 8, 9 years old that I'm teaching right now, to be cutting that song at that age, I mean, very, very tough. But that's what these guys do. They inspire kids to bring out a different level of playing. And, you know, it's unfortunate nowadays, like in the sport of boxing with drumming, we don't have those Garibaldis, we don't have those Ali's, we don't have those type of guys that make the kids and make the people that want to learn the sport or the instrument in this case, you know, go and do the work. So when they get bitten by that bug and someone, you know, thankfully introduces someone to people of the likes of Ali and a Garibaldi or something like that, you know, these kids get to work.
Well, Dave Garibaldi does a lot of clinics. He does a lot of free work. He does a lot of donating his time to the public as far as his schools are concerned and teaching classes. So he's not a greedy guy. He's not a selfish guy. In fact, he's one of the most humble guys I've ever met in my life. But still, hands down, how did Rolling Stone magazine only rate him number 26 in the top 100 drummers of all time?
Well, I saw that list, and there's a lot of great talent on there. Of course, Steve Gadd, Neil Peart of Rush, Simon Phillips. You know, list goes on, Dave Weckl. But it's funny because even those guys were buried beneath the surface and kind of got lost in the translation. And somewhere, somehow, David Garibaldi ends up in double digits. I mean, that's just absurd. I mean, we're talking the greatest drummers of all time, in my opinion. Obviously, Buddy Rich, Gene Krupa going back. Of course, what he did for the instrument going back, you know, setting the way for mainstream drummers. Like, you know, you used to see guys on the late night shows, you know, and be just go out there and do a drum solo. And a guy like Buddy Rich, you know, tap dance afterwards and do a magic show or something. Like, these guys were celebrated, and of course they deserve to be there. But a guy like David Garibaldi is, like, again, his knowledge of the instrument is phenomenal. The way he incorporates the Latin vibe, the tribal vibe, and also just the jazz and the smoothness. And, you know, it's one thing to play something, Pedro, but at the same time, it's like to think a certain way, to create. Like, if you look at the drum line for even, like, Knock Yourself Out, for example, I mean, to think that way in that context, that's what really makes me want to celebrate that guy as a drummer.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell him that when I see him a little bit later tonight. Anyway, the bottom line is he's going to Paris, France, July 1st. In fact, they're not headed back to the United States until, like, late July. So he probably, you know, you're in New York City, right?
New Jersey, actually. New Jersey. Next to New York, about 10, 15 minutes away.
Next time he's at B.B. King's, you let me know and I get you some backstage passes, all right?
Pedro, that would be awesome. That would be much appreciated. Respect.
I take care of my people, man. All right, let's talk about this week's boxing card. Boxing After Dark. Boxing getting bad again. Of course, Saul Alvarez and Ryan Rhodes. Ryan Rhodes lost 4 fights. Saul Alvarez is undefeated. He's the latest Mexican sensation. He sort of looks like a redheaded Mexican Dennis the Menace. Is he that good?
Yeah, he could punch. You know, I mean, he's very young. He has a lot of experience, having 36 fights, I believe, at 20. You know, decent opposition. You know, he stepped up with Matthew Hatton that last time out where he picked up the vacant WBC belt.
Man, I could have licked Matthew Hatton, man.
I'm sorry?
I could have licked Matthew Hatton. I mean, Matthew Hatton
was... there's no doubt. You know,
Matthew Hatton was Ricky's brother.
His brother, kind of like Miguel Cotto's brother, same thing. But Ryan Rhodes, I mean, you know, I did a little bit of research on him. I watched some YouTube video on him before I previewed. And, you know, I tell you what, it's impressive that he hasn't lost a fight since 2006. I think he's got something like... he's on a knockout campaign right now, about 10 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. So it could be an exciting fight for a young kid with a guy that seems to be doing well with his career and the position it's in right now.
Okay. The Shane Mosley-Manny Pacquiao fight, to me, was very, very disappointing a few weeks ago. I mean, it was supposed to be a fight that was going to bring CBS television back to showing the fight on national television. I think after the fight stunk to join out, they decided not to air it. Is that one of the reasons why you think it didn't end up on CBS, is that the fight sucked?
Absolutely. I mean, again, Mosley showed up. I mean, he had that one, you know, flash of brilliance with Mayweather. I don't believe in a lucky punch, but you know what? I mean, I always believe if you throw the shot, you threw it with the intention to hit somebody. But he looked surprised himself when he had Mayweather in trouble. I mean, he got him in trouble again and didn't pull the trigger and became very complacent. Even in the, I think it was the second round with the Pacquiao fight. You know, Pacquiao wasn't himself in that fight. He said his legs were tight. You know, whatever the case might be, and respect to Mosley, everyone knows he could punch and finish people. But at the end of the day, I think it was more about what Mosley wasn't doing to make that fight uninteresting. And to answer your question, yes, CBS did not show the fight simply because the fight was not worth watching the second time.
Okay, so the last two super fights we've had, Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya, I think that was a few years ago. Of course, that was with 2.4 million homes, bought that on pay-per-view. A lot of squares who had never watched a boxing match got to watch those two guys hit each other on the arms for 12 rounds. And then everybody tunes in the other night expecting fireworks, and they see a couple of guys touching gloves and almost hugging after each round. I mean, to me, that was almost, it was downright, I was sort of ashamed.
Oh, it's insulting. I mean, a lot of people work hard. They shell out the money. Some people, it's not that people don't want to like the sport of boxing. They do. But they want more from it, especially in the big fights, the ones we wait for, the ones we talk about all week at work and stuff. And then when you put a great party together like I did that night, and a bunch of people are enthusiastic and nothing happens, nothing pops whatsoever, then you have people turning away from the sport. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with a decision, you know, so long as people fight hard and give the effort. But in that fight, like you said right there, it was just nothing but like little pit-pat shots. And, you know, both guys, you know, like Mosley was doing with Pacquiao, high-fiving him. Like, yeah, we're making millions. Yeah, we got beautiful girlfriends. Yeah, we're doing this. So
you like I'm glad you brought up beautiful girlfriends, because Bella Gonzalez probably stole the show that night. I'm talking about Shane Mosley's 20-year-old girlfriend. I mean, she has probably has the hottest hottest backs, you know what I'm trying to say, in the history of boxing. I mean, she was absolutely stunning and beautiful, and they kept looking at her between fights, and I think she was like, freaking out that Shane was getting his butt whipped. But, you know, Shane really wasn't getting whooped all that much, because I tell you, man, Manny Pacquiao didn't put it together all that well either.
Well, Shane was smart, because every time Pacquiao was a little short with his arms and he stepped back, he's still quick with his legs. That's actually what I was very impressed with in that fight. Mosley's legs were there, but his arms weren't. It's usually the opposite. Like, his arms are there, but his legs weren't there in a couple fights where he didn't look so good. But he did something very smart. He would take a little step back. And that's where I expected him to do, like, the trademark Mosley countering with that great overhand right that he threw against Margarito a million times. But it was just not the case, and it seemed like his wife was more passionate about the fight than he was.
Yeah. John Signorello is our guest, folks. He's featured at ringtalk.com. He's also an East Coast drummer, and he teaches kids how to box and how to play the drums and the whole nine yards. Let's go back about a week and a half to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Now, he's been called a paper champion by some people. I call him a toilet tissue champion. Am I pushing a little bit too far there or what? I think the guy sucks.
Listen, he could take a shot. You know, does he have tremendous skill? No. Will he ever be his father? Definitely not. You know, who will? I mean, a lot of people, Chavez was like a love him and hate him type of guy. But at the same time, I don't think, you know, I think he'll do good, Julio. But when they talk about, you know, getting in there with Sergio Martinez and the likes of those cats, even Miguel Cotto, I think he'll be taken to school and ripped apart. I mean, he gets hit a lot. He stands right in front of the guy. I respect him because he's good for TV, good action fighter. But at the same time, like, as far as skill's concerned, and is he going to set the world on fire and be the next Manny Pacquiao or superstar? Probably not.
What about fairness, though? Here he weighs in 160 pounds the day before at this weigh-in, then comes in the ring at 180 pounds. Why even have weigh-ins if a guy is going to be at the cruiserweight in the cruiserweight division if he's a middleweight? Why even have weigh-ins? Why even have him, Johnny?
Agreed. I mean, Arturo Gatti used to do it, and again, it's a tactic of the old brawler who wants to get right up in there and impose his will and stand there and have the stronger legs to throw, and if people know their body well enough to hydrate up to those levels and feel stronger, where some people will feel slower or, you know, a lot more plodding in the ring, that's definitely something that they're doing, you know, to better the fighter. But should that be allowed? Absolutely not. You look at Arturo Gatti and Joey Gamache, like, you know, it was 10 years ago at the Garden. I mean, exciting fight to look at, one of the craziest knockouts I've ever seen, but, you know, you're talking about someone's life there. I mean, you got a guy that I think during the Gatti fight against Gamache, I mean, he outweighed him by at least a dozen or 15 pounds, close to it.
And look at the hurt he put on Joey Gamache. In fact, you know, a judge ruled that whole entire weigh-in was a fraud perpetrated by the New York City Athletic Commission, and Arturo Gatti was part of that. I mean, jumping in and off the scale, not really ever weighing in. And then the judge said that even though they had perpetrated these crimes, that Joey Gamache didn't deserve any money. How can you say that after being whooped on like that and being pounded on and being fallen so hard and being knocked out? I mean, that judge should be – somebody should strip that judge of his robe.
There's no doubt. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, I love the sport, but only in boxing do you hear about things like this. Mixed martial arts nowadays, you hear about guys getting screwed over all the time. And, you know, where they're supposed to be, you know, barring from what boxing used to do that was, you know, corrupt to the sport, unfortunately, you know, when money's involved and everyone just turns to a different card and just does what they want to do.
Okay, my man Roberto Duran turned 60 years old today, born June 16th, 1951. I remember I whooped him so bad in the sparring session down there in Palm Springs, California. Did I just say that? I'm lying. I sparred two rounds with him. I was scared to death. He hit me with the first punch, hit me with a right hand on the left elbow, and it paralyzed my left side of my body. It just took my jab away from me, and I ran from him for two rounds because he kept calling me. I was a cop at the time. He used to call me, "Coppa, Coppa, come on, Coppa, I'm going to kill you." and he gave me that old Scarface thing where you put your hand across the neck like, you're coming off with the head and the whole nine yards. But I personally think that I think he's the greatest fighter I've ever seen. What do you think?
Well, Roberto Duran, also a drummer, by the way. He knew how to play the drums.
Yeah.
Tremendous fighter. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned him. My trainer, Lloyd Marshall, fought him in Panama City, I think, sometime in the mid-70s, maybe the early 70s, got knocked out. And this guy, at 67 years old, I still mess around with him, and we get in the ring and stuff like that. And I tell you what, my trainer, Lloyd, hits really, really hard. And for a guy like this that's still tough at 67, I could, you know, throw my shots at him, and he can handle those shots. And I hit pretty good for a guy that's 160. But for him to actually withstand and get in the ring with a guy like Roberto Duran and get knocked out, of course, you know, it speaks volumes not only to the C-level or B-level fighters, but just anyone that Roberto Duran has mixed it up with. If you look at his career overall, I mean, as far as accolades and accomplishments and the way he carried himself in the ring, it was so consistent, even during his losses. I mean, the guy was a warrior. I'd say he's definitely in the top dozen greatest fighters that I've ever had the privilege of watching. And I go back to about, like, even though I'm only 32 years old, I mean, I have fight tapes that date back to the 40s. So I've checked my stuff out, and always exciting to pick up a new Roberto Duran fight. And, you know, what can you say about the guy? Amazing fighter, legendary.
A boxing historian at 32, and he's featured his current article on the Weekend of Boxing at ringtalk.com. Johnny Signorello, all the best to you, man.
Hey, Pedro, thanks for having me on tonight.
You too, to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I have beauty. I have beauty around me, surrounding me in the studio, folks. My sister, Andrea Donati, is here, and, of course, lovely Lisa as well. But there's beauty in the room, so if you see me stutter, it's because I'm looking at these two beautiful chicks and they're in the whole show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all our men and women in uniform.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719.
Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
The fine guitar of the mighty Jeff Tamalira, Pleasant Hill, California. Good friend of mine, former Tower of Power alumni, of course, one of the great guitarist in Northern California. He used to play with the Starship as well. You know, my question is when Don King is so done, he's like a pot of Uncle Ben's rice has been on the stove for like 3 days. He's done. Stick a fork in him. I'm telling you. What is he, almost 80 years old now? When's the last time he changed his jacket? He's wearing that same jacket. Don, only an American jacket, his red, white, and blue Levi jacket. Don, you need to get some new clothes, man. You've got all that money. Of course, he's got this card going on in St. Louis, June 25th, and it'll be Devon Alexander will be in the main event. Devon's a guy that's never impressed me much. He'll have four world title fights at the Family Arena in St. Charles. But the bottom line is, you know, I've been to St. Louis, okay? Ain't much in St. Louis. I went to East St. Louis. It was the scariest place I've ever been to outside of North Philadelphia. Combine those two places, man, that's the two scariest places I've ever been in my life. So why anybody would want to go back to St. Louis, East St. Louis, or anywhere around there, just sort of like, just blows me away. Absolutely just blows me away. As I said, Ricky Sports Theater will be hosting, of course, boxing and the mixed martial arts card, the Strike Force card. That's this Saturday night. First bout will be 7 p.m. They'll have it on dual screens, $10 admission for both fights, both the MMA and the boxing. And I want to say this, folks. I was a little saddened today because I got to visit my Uncle Pal, my Uncle Loban, my Auntie Julie, and all three of them are in terrible health. So if you have aging relatives in terrible health, don't take them for granted. Go give them a visit. Go give them a call. Go see them because they're not going to be here too long. And those three that I just mentioned, their days are numbered. So my God, may God be with all three of them. And may God be with all you guys, religious or not. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But most importantly, I got two beautiful women in the studio, folks. That's right. Andrea Donati and Lisa. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.